today's episode is sponsored by our premium Patreon subscribers, Madonna Hines with a Sexy J, Chrissy Dougherty, and Mia Hansen Aloha. Thanks.
Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens.
To talk to other Crappens listeners about the shows as they air, come over to facebook.com/watchwhatcrappens.
And to follow us on social media, go to watchwhatcrappens.com to find all our social media links.
And for our bonus episodes and all of our extras, come over and be a premium member over at patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. That's patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens.
Hey everyone, welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker from bsideblog.com and the Banter Blender podcast, and joining me, as always, is my trusty and loyal and perfectly wonderful and most winningest Ronnie Karam from TrashTalkTV.com and also Rose Prick's Bachelor Podcast. What is up, Ronnie?
I am winning better.
Winning better. That's a little sample from Mike Shea's new diss track that he released on Instagram about Sheena. Ronnie and I just recorded this week's bonus episode, which you can get by supporting us on Patreon. And we spent the entire episode dissecting that 1 minute clip that he posted on Instagram.
Girl, we went almost an hour on that one thing, yeah. Dissecting all of the lyrics on this song. That was so fun. I've laughed so hard. I need a nap. I feel like Shay now.
I know. I'm like, I don't know how we're going to do podcasts today because I feel like we put everything into that bonus episode. I feel like we had to like reach into the depths of our souls to understand that diss track. And I think we came out with a little bit more of an understanding about Mike and the world and Frogger.
Well, once we started looking things up on Urban Dictionary, I'm really not sure if it's deep or shallow at this point. I'm like, wait, is Mike right about everything?
Yeah.
That's what happens when you just think about something too much. And I'm sure that's never happened to him in his entire life.
Yeah.
So I feel like we made progress somehow.
Yeah. And if you have no idea what we're talking about, go to Mike Shea's Instagram, watch his video, and then you go to Patreon if you're not already a subscriber and listen to our bonus episode, because I really feel like it's mandatory listening to understand the Vanderpump Rules experience.
If you don't understand, if you're listening to this now when we're recording it, instead of like way in the future, it's posted on our Facebook page, facebook.com/watchwhatcrap, or I think it's /watchwhatcrappens, right? It's posted on there. You can look. That shit is hilarious. Yeah. Thank you, Mike.
Well,
thank
also, you. By the way, with Patreon, we can now add tags onto all the posts. So if this is in the future sometime and you're curious, you just go to Patreon. And if you click on the post section and then you click on the tag that says bonus episodes, the lowercase tag, we have actually two tags. One's lowercase, one's uppercase. For some reason, Patreon thinks they're different. It's really annoying. Lowercase one, you'll get all the bonus episodes, and you can just go. You just scroll right through until you find it. Very easy.
Yeah, just put bonus episodes. I actually put it on the side of the Patreon page now, so you can find all the bonus episodes and all the ringers there on the Patreon page. There's like a little link for both.
What? I'm confused.
You likey? Because they let you feature tags now on Patreon, so I've featured
smart
ringers and bonus episodes.
That's really smart. Thank you, Ronnie.
You guys, I was trying to find a bonus for somebody, and now that we're posting them all on Patreon instead of through SoundCloud, people are like, how do I find these? Do I have to scroll for 10 years? But they added that feature, so now you don't. They're all easily accessible.
Exactly.
Also, the ringers this month are killer, so go listen to them. You'll love them.
Now, there are some helicopters overhead, and this is like actually it's like military helicopters.
Wow. Oh, man, those are huge.
Yeah.
Yeah, that scares me. I don't like hearing military helicopters when everybody's like, we're going to war with North Korea. Nukes, nukes.
I know. And by the way, we're like target number one for North Korea. So
no kidding. Well, that's what we get for living in a place that's always sunny. You know, it's like we're the first ones to get nuked. What
exactly.
The hell?
Now, normally I would say that's MJ receiving her delivery of sliders. But as we mentioned last week on the bonus episode, we learned that MJ has moved.
Yeah, that's why we don't hear the beep, beep, yeah, beep. The truck's backing up anymore.
Yeah, it's very sad. But I like to pretend that MJ is still across the street from Shaw's.
You know what's really sad is that the ending of Vanderpump Rules
is ending.
Is upon us. This is it. This is our last VPR recap. We are going to miss you guys. And yeah. That's why we did a whole bonus about it. Now we have this episode about it. I'm actually kind of sad.
I'm sad, too. This third episode of the reunion was interesting because the first half was kind of all about Tom and Katie's wedding, and it was sort of like a pleasant ha-ha-ha-ha-ha thing. And then the second half was Sheena and Shay, which was the real good stuff. But we should start where the reunion starts.
Let's do that.
Which is, I think, Andy asking Stassi if she's dating anyone, right?
Yeah. Just like a simple question. He's like, so, Stassi, do you have a man yet? She's like, no.
She's like, I feel like a loser.
Yeah, I'm such a loser. And he says, well, you know, after seeing that kiss between you and Peter, I was really hoping it was going to be you and Peter.
She's like, I did too, because I am in such awe of the director of The Riven.
When he got his mom haircut, I was in. But then it turned to like Wells Fargo hair, and I was out again.
Wells Fargo hair.
And Andy says, were you sucking up for your old job back? And Vanderpump says, like that's ever going to happen, darling. I don't care if she was the only person who could say Chilean. She's out!
Once she told a customer that a Chilean sea bath is actually a Patagonian toothfish, I knew she could never come back.
I don't want to act like I'm not thankful for Stassi plugging our goat cheese bowls to the extent that she has, but no.
So then there was like talk about New Orleans and the kiss between Brittany and Jax when they shared a Jello shot, and it was so gross because in the flashback that they had, you know how they always have it like. They make it all kind of like monochromatic, like a blue and white. But
yeah, like it happened in the 40s.
Yeah, but the Jello they kept as a bright red. So you see this Jello thing go from this bright red spot, go from Jax's mouth to Brittany's spot. It was disgusting. And as my friend Neil said, I was watching my friend Neil, who was the host of the Past Present podcast. He's like, it was basically the red coat from Schindler's List in Jello shot form.
And Brittany swallowed it.
It's so disgusting.
Leave it up to Brittany to swallow the saddest movie of all time.
Yitzhak, bro. This kid's going to start playing. Na, 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 na.
That should be playing through their entire relationship.
It should be playing like, during this entire show.
Make me a ham sandwich, bitch. Da, na, na,
na, na. This show is basically like a cultural holocaust. It's just like, you know, it's just... So many hopes and dreams are being killed on this show.
Brittany never getting a proper apology is totally like the showers, you guys.
I'm Jewish,
like, I
everyone.
I took a horrific shower and almost died in an RV with people's backwash.
It's like, wait a minute. This isn't Schindler's List.
This is just the waiting list at Sir.
People are fooled. Like, I thought I was watching Schindler's List. Why are these people at NASCAR? Jews don't like NASCAR.
I thought this was going to be a meaningful experience. I'm just at Sir.
Get it together, Spielberg.
Oh, my God. We're going to hell. I'm Jewish, everyone. I'm Jewish. I'm sorry. If anyone's offended, just direct it towards me, and I will internalize it. So
Katie, you seem to blame all of your fights on Tom and Ariana. And she's like, I wasn't trying to be a tyrant. My favorite thing. Okay, there's two favorite things of this reunion. Katie trying to say like things that she would never say, because, you know, tyrant isn't a big word, but I still feel like that's a big word for someone.
Well,
like
two
Katie.
Syllables. Yeah. That's pretty impressive for her.
And also Jax's whole, I'm a good person now. I talked about church and Jesus.
Oh, God.
I think that's so good. Those are my favorite running things. And they are things that must be prominently displayed in the next season.
Well, Katie, I think we mentioned it last week, how she's been tweeting with this faux intellectualism. She's found big words or a thesaurus, and she's trying to use them to sound smart on Twitter. And she doesn't. Someone sent us a tweet of hers where she's talking about, I think it was, she was talking about Coachella, and she was saying that she couldn't go because the prices were exorbitant, but she wrote absorbent.
And spelled wrong. It wasn't even the regular absorbent. I mean, at least people could get behind that. Like, no one's hating on the bounty man, you know? He will never have a bad reunion. No one's ever going to be like, wait a minute, that guy didn't clean up a mess. That guy shows up and he does his work. Okay?
He does.
That's absorbent, Katie. So she's basically trying to say, I wasn't trying to be a tyrant and come off all innocent. So they showed the text because Tom's like, yeah, well, when I got those. Oh, now he's Erica Jane.
Yeah.
Damn it. I hate when these shows are all on at the same time and my same impersonations clash against each other.
It's okay. It's
okay. But they posted the tweets and
text messages. Yeah.
Oh, that's the Katie Maloney tweets from last week. Where are these new tweets?
I don't remember. But yeah, so we were looking at Katie's text messages. And
she literally blames them for every fight. And I think she actually says literally. She's like, you are literally the cause of all of our fights.
And then she's like, yeah, the only person I'll ever take relationship advice from is Lisa Vanderpump. And Lisa's like, oh, darling. I'm like, that's a convenient narrative, Katie. Kissing up to the boss.
Oh, convenient narrative. Damn, I have so much on my desktop, I cannot find screenshots. This is so sad.
It's okay.
No, because I came prepared. I was going to read Katie tweets. I was really excited for it.
Aww.
Okay, one thing I am prepared for is... She posted an Instagram today of Katie making that like face.
Good.
Just over and over. I need something to tide me over. Okay, I found the tweets that are super interesting. The text. She says, okay, I'm tired of fighting and defending myself against y'all with my fiance E. And she did put the accent above the E, which is funny. Jesus Christ, get over yourselves. And considering I already have the rep of texting mean shit, I don't care. We fight solely about him defending the two of you. I'm very over it. Y'all are very much his friends, and it's hard to argue that, but I'm very upset and frustrated. We fight solely over you.
Yeah, great Katie. So then, you know, if anyone also had a hilarious reactions, it was Jax. He always has good reunion reactions because he always looks like he is just thinking about cold cuts or something. His face is just his slack jawed and like, you know, when they showed the clip of Jax breaking down to Stassi and how Stassi's like, it meant so much to me, like literally so much AF. And she's
literally like everything that happened, like it trickled down to all my relationships, like Reagan economics. Like it should have worked, but it ended up making everything worse. So.
And they just cut to Jax, like Stassi's having a moment of like epiphany and, you know, emotional catharsis. And Jax just like thinking about tinfoil balls.
He's like, when did my nose stop working? It's on Star Wars. So Andy says, Jax, I mean, after walking. Oh, no, Brittany. So after Jax walked out on you and your mom after a gay fight and outing you eating Kristen's vagina on national TV, how did you feel about him apologizing to Stassi?
And then she, of course,
I don't know, like, why that made me laugh so much.
Well, but I love her reaction is so strange. She's like, I want Jax to have those relationships with me. It's like, Britt, you know, you don't have like 4 years of tumultuous drama under your belt with him, you know, where he's impregnated women while he's been with you and cheated up the wazoo and just been absolutely horrific to you. You know, you just don't have that. You just have like shitting with the door open and pretty much that.
Shitting with the door open. Like you're sitting there in Joan Crawford's nightgown. Okay. No one is going to apologize to you. You need to take yourself seriously first. Okay. Anna Linens. That looks like a cheap ass satin sheet just wrapped around her. And the girls behind her are like, we got you covered, girl. And they're literally like, okay, your vagina's out. If you don't want Kristen eating it on national TV, put it away for Christ's sake.
Well, I like that Jax is also, he says that he's like, well, you know, a lot of water's been under the bridge now. I'm like, yeah, a lot of polluted, non-potable water. That's like killing fish is under the water. Is under the
bridge. A bridge over just a bucket full of standing water. It's like, that's why we have Zika. Fresh in the water, darling.
Bridge over Zika water.
Standing water.
Bridge over algae water. Red tide. All that
so
stuff.
Sheena is ready to fight over everything with the other girls, because next season is about Sheena fighting with the three, you know, witches of WeHo, as they call them. So she's trying to fight about everything, but they're not really having any fights because Stassi's like, we're not fighting with Sheena. Like, I'm nice, Stassi, this season. We're sticking with it. Yeah. And they're like, okay. So Stassi's trying to start a fight over everything. So they're like, what about when you were crying to Stassi? Weren't you jealous, Brittany? And Sheena goes, yeah, well, I think too, the amount of emotion he had. And Stassi said, yeah, because we were wasted. She goes, yeah, but like, even when they're wasted, he doesn't apologize to her. Sheena, shut up. Get in your corner, okay? Yeah. This is not your fight.
Just be quiet for the you'll have your moment later this episode. Don't you worry.
And then we get Jax's I'm a good person thing, because the next question is, what came over Jax this season? Jax, like, now that you've started penciling in your eyebrows, you're a totally new man. And he's like, well, since dating Brit, I just want to be a better me, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not buying it.
No, not at all. I think Jax had a good season, and I think it's going to go to shit again next year.
Yeah, you're just learning how to hide this shit all, which is why you never put a psychopath in therapy. The therapist just teaches them ways to trick you into believing that they're nice. And then before you know it, they're chasing you down the hall with a knife, like on Lifetime.
Yeah, exactly. Listen, I'm in the middle of Big Little Lies. I'm in the middle of episode 5. I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying. So Tom Schwartz, you were really drunk, weren't you? And he's like, yeah, I was like blacked out. Well, I was almost blacked out. I was like browned out. I was like almost on the verge of being blacked out, but I remember everything. I don't know. I'm getting like a little tired of Tom Schwartz's shtick. It's getting old to me, you know?
The indecisive. But Katie keeps forgetting that they're supposed to be like a well-adjusted couple now, which happened overnight. So she keeps slipping into fight mode too. And then she remembers, she goes, yeah, he remembers everything but the fight, I'm sure. And he's like, come on. And then she's like, sorry, I forgot. She like starts rubbing his shoulder. Yeah. We're supportive on TV. We're supportive on TV. Leave me alone, Twitter. I'm not a tyrant. The unbearable likeness of the being of the
What an absorbent accusation. So then there's like then we have a flashback to when Tom Sandoval and Tom Schwartz are crying after the Gator extravaganza, when they're at that picnic table. It's like, so Katie, what did you think about like the guys all saying that Tom shouldn't marry you and that you're just a crazy bitch? And she's like, well, these are people that I thought were my friends as well, but it didn't feel that way. I'm like, shut up, Katie. Convenient narrative. That is your convenient narrative.
Yeah, it was all about poor Schwartz. Like, I battered him all the time. Like, it takes two to tango.
Like, what about me? I want to see a gator. No one asked me. I had to go to Gallivant's or whatever that stupid restaurant was.
That's probably, like, just imagine that voice on an actual alligator. Like, people are always feeling sorry for the people I eat. Like, I'm some abusive tyrant, okay? What about my feelings? Like, you literally rolled over that child and ate him.
Like, it's, like, not my fault that I ate a clock. Like, I'm sorry, but, like, why does everyone run away? Like, even pirates are like, whoa, it's a crocodile with a clock. Like, that's not fair.
My stomach is ticking again. That's a convenient narrative.
I have this absorbent ticking clock in me. Like, it's not my biological clock. I literally ate a clock.
This is one of my favorite scenes of the year, though, when they were showing these clips of the alligator day and all the guys were sobbing. Tom's like, you deserve better, dude. Like, seriously, bro, you deserve better. And Jack says he was on a tear, like he was lost or like gonna cut himself or hurt himself.
Well, this is when Sandoval gets worked up, which I love. Tom Sandoval, so sweet. He's like, you guys, like, every time there was a fight, it was always like, what can Schwartz do to make Katie feel better? Like, Schwartz, do this. Like, say that. Be like this. But, like, no one ever says that Katie has to do anything. But, like, you spent the entire summer literally licking her fucking asshole. And Kristen just goes, like, come on. Well, you make a good point, Kristen. Never mind.
This is when Katie makes that face, which I will be staring at forever because now it's a moving GIF on my phone. yeah, I like when Tom goes off on these monologues because now that he's going to get to be the manager, he's going to be the new Vanderpump in that center seat, and he's already practicing, you know.
I witnessed months and months of arguments, bro.
His big, bro. His big angry monologue. So then we talk about the guys in drag, blah, blah, blah.
Well, this is also when it's Kristen bringing up the Vegas girl in the middle of the drag, the fun drag night. And Schwartz is like, it was just the poorest taste possible.
It was the poorest choice ever. You married Katie. Are you really throwing stones in your glass house?
Yeah, and you also cheated on her, too. Say what you will. You cheated on her. But it was poor timing. I mean, well, but then again, Kristen's making a TV show. She knows. And thank God, because if she didn't do it, no one would be talking about this New Orleans shit as much as we have.
And Kristen wouldn't have anything to answer. Really? She would have no questions to answer. It's like when you don't fill out your Christmas list and then expect Santa to just bring you a bunch of shit. Like, this is literally one of the only things she had to talk about. But she does it in musical theater terms. She's one of those who always says, at the end of the day,
it's like, you still talk it through.
We talked out.
Into the woods, we talk it out. Into the woods, we talk it out.
And then Katie's like, yeah, but it didn't have to be in the hallway. She's like, it wasn't. It started in the elevator. And then Kristen starts,
yeah, but Kristen, that was uncool. Like, see ya, really?
And then they start squabbling with each other.
And Stas is like,
he said, you know for a fact that he fucked a girl in Vegas. And when you courted somebody, that's when they react. And that was not a fact.
And then they ask, and then Andy's like, so Stassi, what was it like from your point of view? She's like, literally, I like went out into the hallway and there were two men dressed like women arguing about Sia. Who does that? Sia AF. Seriously, who does that?
So Schwartz was bipolar. Oh, yeah. So Andy's like, yeah, Schwartz was a mess and he pooped in his dress on national TV.
I didn't realize he was pooping when that door was bashed open, by the way. I thought he was just sitting on a bed. No wonder why he was laughing.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Oh,
yeah,
I had no pooping. Idea.
It's like, really, guys? And then Tom just left it open. He's like, see?
He's pooping. Bad in life.
Like, he has nothing else to do but poop right now. National TV, bro. See ya, bro.
He's literally shitting his pants right now. He can't deal. Except it's not pants, it's a dress. Oh, my God. And so, then they're talking about the Vegas girl. The Vegas girl comes back again, this ongoing thing. And this is when you really know this marriage is doomed, as if you couldn't tell. Katie's like, I don't think you understand the gravity of the devastation I felt. And Schwartz goes, oh, I don't think you understand the gravity of the devastation I feel on a monthly basis for 5 years dealing with your blow-ups. I'm like, oh, bubba.
She's like, I did, and I expressed how bad I felt. And she goes, I forgive you for that. Oh, didn't she say bubba? Or who is? They started this bubba shit. I was typing so fast. I don't know
me
why.
Too.
It's not like a court case. But Katie says, and I forgive you for that. This is where they've been to counseling one time. So it's like, I hear you, and I forgive you for that. And it was up to me to take those pieces as well and put them back together in a harmonious understanding vision board of love. What are you even talking about?
I put them in a bassinet and sent them down a river. So then Andy's like, Katie,
the fights are all Moses who come to be like king of the Jews or whatever. What was that? King of the,
well, the burning bush does make sense then. So Katie,
see, babe, if I hadn't done that chick in Vegas, you never would have had that burning bush. And Bubba, I feel that. And I apologize to you. And my vagina itches still.
Bubba, why do you keep sending plagues? I already apologized. Yeah, but God made your heart again. Bubba.
Why is everybody blaming me for the locusts? Why are we having such a biblical week? I think because it's Easter.
I think so. Because we're slowly working our way through the Bible. Yesterday was Genesis. Today is Exodus. I mean, after that, it becomes blurry for me. Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. I don't remember.
Shit. By the end of this month, we're going to have revelations in Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Well, you know, I can only... That was pretty good there. But, you know, as I'm Jewish, my biblical knowledge sort of ends at Deuteronomy.
I know. Jewish people are like the smartest people, but they're also the ones who refuse to finish a book. So
we just don't like sequels. So
you're like Toy Story 2, point made. Thump.
The Book of Esther. Now that's a good one. So Andy's like, so Katie, do you have trust issues? Have you been cheated on? And she's like, yes. And they cut to Lisa Vanderpump with this longing in her eyes. She's like, broken bird!
Come to me, Katie! Now try and figure out what purple means.
I always
bunch of swatches.
I always thought she was a needy bird. I didn't realize she was such a broken bird. Promotion! The new club is Tom Tom Katie!
Show me on this swatch of the color from Monica's living room on Friends where you've been cheated on, darling.
So Tom is like, yeah, like she's been cheated on. And, you know, I inherited a bunch of her insecurities because of her experiences in L.A. Like, I just, you know, she just came in with it. And Vanderbilt's like, someone says, yeah, well, you know, he fucked up. And he goes, I fucked up multiple times. Uh-oh, because that was put in the subtitles. I was like, oh, no. You know, what are you, renting right now? He's like pulling a Lisa Rinna where he just gets out of trouble. And he's like, but what about all those other times I cheated?
Yeah, yeah. And then he's like, I like, again, with the Vegas girl, did he sleep with the Vegas girl? His response is so bad. Listen, I was so wasted. I'm really 100% sure, Bubba, that I didn't sleep with her. I mean, I couldn't have. I was so wasted. I didn't know if I was with a girl or a chair. I don't know. I just know that when I stuck my penis into her vagina, I was thinking to myself, oh, this can't be happening. So I'm pretty sure it didn't.
It's only sex if you have to pay for an abortion after, right?
So then it goes on to Lisa Vanderpump as officiator. And they're like, well, she was our first and only choice. Wow. He's like, oh, wow. I was like, when she said yes, I was like, oh, this is awesome. This is so cool. We don't have to pay for an officiator.
She says, I heard rumblings of the troubles in the relationship. And I heard sadness in Katie's voice. When was that? There's always sadness in Katie's voice. It's how she talks. You know, there's always like nasal in my voice. I can't change it. Like, there's no way to change it, you know?
Well,
and she goes, and now I realize I was right in saying I can't be a part of this. I love that every reunion show of everything Vanderpump's wrong, she gets to say multiple times, that is the moment I realized I was right.
Yeah. And then Katie's like, we were so excited to have Lisa. We even wrote this whole limerick, and Tom's like, oh, yeah. I'm like, I can only imagine what the limerick was. It probably was like, there once was a man from Nantucket. Where's Nantucket, Bubba? I don't know. Okay.
There once was a man from Nantucket. He didn't remember if that girl he'd fucked it. Why are you mad, Katie?
Why do you have a bucket?
Stop compressing instances onto me.
You know I have Nantucket trust issues. They do things like clam bakes there.
I inherited her Nantucket issues.
Who's Martha and why'd you go to her vineyard?
Did you fuck Martha, yes or no?
I'm pretty sure I didn't, but I can't tell you about Nan.
So then we get, who's the next couple that's gonna be engaged?
Wait,
Kristen and Carter?
I'm sorry, before that, just a little bit, Andy was like, wow, I can't believe what a difference a week made since your bachelor party. I really saw it. I'm like, shut up, Andy. Are you not listening to how they're talking to each other right now? So, as you were saying.
Who's the next couple to be engaged? Is it Kristen and Carter? Brittany and Jax? Kristen might sneak in an engagement. She's like, ugh.
Yeah. And then what I loved is coming up next, and they just cut to James going, "Shut up! Shut up!
Shut up, you stupid whore!" They're like, "We're bringing in the door that James spit on to see how it feels." Door?
You know, I feel like James would have a lot less anger if he did something more productive with his life. Like, you know, read a book. Or maybe even better, he could read a magazine. Or even better, he could read a magazine via texture.
Texture!
Darling! Darling, I said...
I can't
officiate you until you read texture for a week.
Thanks to pizza, we're all binge eating. Mm. But thanks to Netflix, we're all binge watching, Bubba.
Bubba. I would love to binge on some pizza right now, by the way. What a great idea.
I'm going to binge read something about binging pizza.
Mm.
Whipping out my diary, which you can find on the Texture app, darling. The Texture app lets you tap into the world's most popular magazines anytime, anywhere, using your smartphone or tablet.
Darling, you know that magazines keep us informed on news and social issues, and they give us moments of inspiration and comic relief just when we need them. With a new app called Texture, you can get access to all your favorite magazines in one place on your tablet or phone.
Are you looking for horse fancy?
Ugh.
I've got good news for you. Texture is offering my listeners a free trial right now when you go to texture.com/crappins.
Yeah, you can like read like popular mechanics, popular photography, and popular science. Seriously, they're not more popular than I am. Seriously.
Snappin's reading for free right now when you go to texture.com/crappins. That's texture.com/crappins.
Texture.com. Yeah, actually, Texture is really cool, and we both have it. And I don't read popular, all those things, but I read things. I try to sometimes be sophisticated and read The New Yorker, so I can read it on that. And sometimes I'll read things like Vanity Fair. But they also have cooking magazines, like what was the cooking magazine I was just reading the other day? I really like. Oh, Bon Appetit.
Oh, darling, any cooking magazine. Yeah, just go on there. They've got them all. I mean, sometimes people worry, like, New Yorker. If you're a New Yorker reader, you want that in your bathroom to seem smart, you know? Well, just leave your iPad on the pot open to the New Yorker.
Yeah.
You'll look intelligent. You'll look even smarter because not only are you reading the New Yorker, you're doing it digitally. You're not paying $1 million for these magazines. It's one low price. It's like a Netflix for magazines. You get all those magazines for one low price.
Yeah, I think that's a very salient point. So
it's
again,
the price of a people and a half, y'all.
Yeah. So really, Texture is normally $9.99 a month, and you'd get over 200 magazines. But if you sign up right now at texture.com/crappins, you get a 14-day free trial. 2 weeks of free magazines through Texture. That was my little Candy Burris song.
You're mixing shows, darling.
Darling, texture.com/crappins. texture.com/crappins.
It just hit me that they're advertising with people named Crappins because where do you read magazines the most?
Yeah.
You know what, Texture? You guys are wise beyond your years.
They really are. They provide a good...
Thanks,
Texture.
So where did we leave off here?
Now where we left off is now Andy is shaming Tom Schwartz for taking a whore's bath in the river before his wedding.
Katie says, well, it worked out. How? How so? How did that work out? It's like, I didn't fuck him anyway.
Well, I wanted woodsy elegance and, you know, I got pond scum. It was close.
I wanted some exfoliation, and in bed, he gave me these tiny little worms that ate off my cuticles. So, you know.
Ate off my cuticles. Sounds nice.
I was actually thinking of, you know, the dead skin at the bottom of your feet. What do they call it? Pumice?
Yeah, pumice stone.
I mean, a pumice stone. But what does that eat off? The pumice? Or is
well,
the
pumice,
thing
that... pumice is the name of the stone. Dry skin. Oh. Whatever it is.
Dry skin. Okay, never mind, guys. I'll stick with cuticles because I like to think that Tom not taking a shower on his wedding made all of Katie's fingernails fall off.
So then Andy's like, guys, I was really choked up by the triplets coming. And so then we saw, like, we saw Alvin coming out again, and everyone crying, and there's like, oh.
Christmas time is new.
Time for joy and time for things, I don't know.
Oh, he's Bubba. Like,
they were so happy. That was like the best, nicest thing anyone's ever done for me. They still talk about it every time I call them.
To be fair, they also always talk about the batting cages they went to when they were 8. But, you know, still cool.
They're still actually wearing the same clothes they wore that day.
I don't think they realized it was a wedding, though. I think they thought they were going bowling. They were like, gosh, I love a bowling alley in the woods.
So Andy asks why Katie wasn't freaking out before the wedding. He's like, you were the calmest bride ever. Were you on Xanax? Wrong reunion. Could you please leave Xanax out of this reunion? Please.
And she's like, I just wanted to be present, etc. And then someone called her Mrs. Bubba Schwartz. She's like, Mrs. Bubba Maloney Schwartz. Like, thanks for the hyphenate. You're still calling yourself Bubba Maloney Schwartz.
Even Jack's got emotional.
Yeah.
So they were talking about how
Tom's vows. They were talking about how they're talking about
that
how
was
Tom,
like, hands down the best vows.
And they're talking about how Tom Sandoval has so many emotions. Like, you have a lot of feelings. He's like, I do have a lot of feelings. And he starts to get choked up at the notion of having feelings. I was like, oh, meta feelings.
Like, oh, I feel, bro.
I have to say, those wedding vows, he's like, yeah, I wrote them 5 minutes before the wedding. And everyone's like, yeah. And Kristen says, oh, my God, he came through so much. No, he didn't. He was like,
Bubba, we've hated each other for so long. He's like, remember that time you texted me and told me you wanted me to die in the streets and you were leaving me and I'm a stupid motherfucker? We overcame it. I'm so proud of us.
Bubba, gosh, you know, this week has been so great. I've come to realize the true value of complacency. Thank you.
She's like, excuse me, deferential complacency is not what I'm going for.
Parabola.
So then it becomes how Ariana wouldn't say yes to the proposal. No one will say yes to that dress. Everyone's like, no. Flesh tone. Like, why did they buy Katie a black lady's dress? It's like dark colored flesh tone under silk. But anyway, it's like, why wouldn't you? Don't you think it hurt Tom's feelings when you didn't say yes when he proposed at the wedding? And she's like, that was so tacky. And then she made it nice because she said, I feel bad because in moments like that, I'm overwhelmed with love. But when you say commitment, I retreat like, and you didn't get the moment you deserve. No. And guess what? He won't get that moment. A girl deserves her own event.
Yes.
Hey, no one wants to be engaged at someone else's wedding. How lame. At least take me to dinner. I mean, even Tom Schwartz hired, you know, a couple actors off Craigslist to help out.
Yeah, exactly. He literally did. He literally hired actors to help out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Tom can make at least that much effort, I think.
I think so, too. So then Schwartz is talking about how great it was, and he's like, although the DJ played like 4 bad top 40 songs in a row, and they just cut to DJ James looking so angry, like, I could have DJ'd, and then sure enough, like 2 seconds later, he's like, I could have DJ'd.
I could have played Pump Sessions for you, darling.
Good.
So then it switches into James DJ night.
Yes.
And Kristen, can you look into James's eyes and say you had good intentions showing up? And she's like, oh, hella no.
And James is like, hey, tis man, you don't come to the one and only James Kennedy while he's performing, man. Good man.
She's awful, girl. So Vanderpump's like, I felt bad for little broken bird James. He was fired from his job, and then he got a new job, and these guys showed up. And Kristen goes, whatever he put me, after what he's put me through, I was like, what did he put you through again? I forgot.
Well, he did cheat on her.
Whatever. The Uber, like, on the Telltale everybody. Uber. Yeah. Yeah, and then she like fucked him on his car, on the hood of his car, in the parking lot in the valley. I mean, come on, Kristen. Ain't nobody gonna feel sorry for you.
So then this is when James just goes, shut your mouth. You're relevant, girl. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up.
Shut you're up, relevant, shut girl. Up, shut up, girl. You're shut relevant. Up, girl. Shut I up. Love that he's speaking like a housewife now. Yeah. Irrelevant. Who else says that? You're irrelevant.
I'm more talented than this entire bunch, girl.
So, Jax, he got James kicked out of his own club. And he's like, yeah. And I was proud of it. And he's like, you don't come up to the one and only James Kennedy during a performance. And Kristen's like, you came up to us. And then Kristen's like, oh, there's that rage again. Uh-oh, someone had a vodka soda at lunch. And then Andy says, did you have a vodka soda at lunch? And he's like, just one.
Like, to Lisa Vanderpump, she's like, broken bird status revoked.
Broken birds don't count when they're drunk broken birds.
He was fully in broken bird land with that whole performance. She's like, they were so salacious the way they went up to him. They broke his wings. He is now officially broken bird. Vodka soda.
Bird is tape unbroken. Up your wings and get out.
You're not broken. You're not broken. You just can't fly. Penguin alert. Get out.
Next job. Shay's coming on. Sheena, how do you feel? She's like,
really, I don't want him to. I have a cold because, like...
Yeah, Andy says, have you stayed in touch with him? She's like,
yeah, I mean, I've tried to call him, but I haven't talked to him because I wouldn't pay his own cell phone bill and I got turned off.
She was like, I don't want him to be here. I'm too sober for this. I think I'll have one of each of the prime cocktails. Thanks. Bye.
What a choice of words.
Yeah.
I'm too sober to talk to him sober. Get him drunk first. It's just like, I just want to say my like happy place. Sheena.
I think I'm going to just try one of each of the prime cocktails.
It's like, if you need to get a little buzz, just do a little mouth-to-mouth with James. He's tanked over there. Yeah, he's like, girl.
Girl, shut up. Shut up.
So Mike Shea is coming back after the break.
Dun, dun, dun. And so they see that it's like, we see him walking onto the soundstage, and Sheena's over at Craft Services by like Kristen or Ariana or whoever, and she's like, he got a haircut, finally.
All right, I suppose now he's gonna take a bath too. That's so unfair. It's all I ever asked for.
Now, listen, Stassi, he's truly grinding, Kristen, making moves. I'm sorry, what'd you say, babe?
I said he's making moves, you know, haircut.
He's like, I'm doing fantastic Sam's. So yeah, Stassi and Kristen are both being supportive. Stassi says, Sheena, we got this girl. We got you. We got your back. And Kristen's like, oh, Sheena, you're great. This is going to be awesome. You're okay. You got it. Which Sheena is trying to fight with them, but they're not having it. So Sheena, just a warning, young lady. The internet already hates you. Sheena's probably the most affected by how mean the internet is to her. She's mentioned it every reunion. She's mentioned it already multiple times this reunion. She's
episode,
about to mention it again.
Yeah.
And she is going at it to be on Lala's side, which, you know, we love us some Lala.
Yeah.
But when Kristen and Stassi are going out of their way to be nice to you, even if it's just on camera, I don't know the truth. I don't know any of y'all. But when you victimize them, when they're trying to be nice to you, you're going to make them look like the heroes next year. Always be the victim. How many times do I have to fucking say it? She's like handing the whole show over to these girls, and she's going to be villainized, and that girl's going to not be able to take it.
You underestimate the ability of Kristen, Katie, and Stassi to villainize themselves.
That's true.
I'm like, that's true. This is Vanderpump Rules. And the glory of Vanderpump Rules is that everyone's a villain at all times. That's the fun. You're watching a scene, you're like, you know what? Fuck this bitch. I'm on Sheena's side. Fuck Stassi. And then the next scene, you're like, fuck Sheena. Stassi's right. Stassi's funnier. And then you're like,
I think this is the show that you actually coined the term lazy season of awful. Like,
yes, this is the lazy
just
season of awful.
Keep turning it and they're awful. That's, I think, where this is where you came
who
up with that, I think.
Does that? That's
who
the glory.
Does that?
Yeah.
So we see Mike backstage getting his makeup on, and he goes, I honestly don't know what I'm thinking. It's like, shocker.
Yeah.
Biggest revelation, Mike doesn't know what he's thinking. Oh, we know, Mike.
Yeah. So we learned that he's been living at his parents' place and that they're not officially divorced yet. And then he's like, Sheena, did you know this? He's just like, she's like, yeah, well, it's supposed to take like 6 months. It's only been like 3 months. I was like, oh, okay. Andy was like trying to like dig up some dirt, like they were stalling like Phaedra Parks, but no, it's just a clerical issue.
Yeah, they're just waiting. So Shay's like, well, I was always at the studio. Oh no, Andy says, so Shay, you were always at the studio, and it came out, you know, it came out. Barbara Walters made a comeback to let everybody know you were sleeping there.
Yeah,
and he's
to be
like,
fair,
oh.
He sleeps everywhere.
As he's long like as they've got a couch. Yeah.
If this, as long as there's a cushion, he's asleep.
Like, I've slept at Denny's. Does that mean I'm fucking him? So Shay's doing this thing where he keeps rolling his eyes back to the back of back of his head, like to find an answer.
Yeah.
Here's why. Look, I know the internet's going crazy, and we'll get a little bit more into this
as
the segment goes. But I know that the internet's going crazy pro Mike right now. Here's why I just can't. Well, there's multiple reasons, but this is the main
reason.
Why
don't we just get into it now before we do the whole... We might as well, and then we'll...
You know you're coming on TV. How in the hell are you going to come on television with an eyebrow? He had one eyebrow hair that almost reached the top of his forehead. Like, make an effort. Just one little effort. It's like that one little eyebrow hair is the whole reason you suck, dude.
I was not expecting it to go in that direction. But you make a compelling point.
It's everything. Like, Sheena
wins a point.
How hard is it to pull it out? Like, you can't even pull it out?
How about this? As we recap, why don't we award points as they come up? And we'll total them up at the end.
Okay. So, I give him... Okay. So do I give Sheena a positive point for his eyebrow hair?
Yes. I'm saying Sheena... I'm typing it as this. Sheena has one. Mike, zero. Okay. Eyebrow. Okay. So then Sheena's Andy's like, Sheena, did you know that Mike was sleeping at the studio? When did you know? Whatever. She's like, yeah, he was like sleeping there for like days at a time. And Mike's like, what the fuck, days at a time? I'm like, dude, you were sleeping there for days at a time.
He's like, I'm not on a soap opera. That's not even what it's called, Mike.
Oh, I'm not on that comedy. No, that's one day at a time.
When he said, did you know something was going on? And Sheena goes, yeah, but I couldn't bring up my shit the summer of Katie's wedding. It was Katie's summer.
Since when has Sheena been demure? Oh, come on.
But that's so Sheena.
Yeah.
How could you do this the summer of my wedding?
So then he says, and, you know, I hope I didn't skip anything, but that things started to go weird or whatever. He just basically, I forget the context of why he says this, but he said that one night he didn't come home. It wasn't multiple nights that he wasn't that he slept at the studio. He said that was one night he didn't.
You literally never came home, my dad.
Yeah. And he said it was one night that he didn't come home, and she started texting him and accused him of being on drugs. And he's like, that was so calculating.
And she goes, oh, so it wasn't a friend you were doing drugs with? Because I found out you got 50 pills for $600 or something. And he goes, dude. And she goes, deny it. And then he just stays quiet and looks down.
Yeah. I'm like, first of all, it's not calculating. If you have become distant, and if you have, you know, a substance abuse issue, and there's already all these skeletons in the closet, and then you just don't show, you don't come home, which is, by the way, you don't... If you're living together and you just don't come home and you don't tell your wife where you are, that's kind of a big deal. I'm sorry. It is.
Yeah, and then you're using that $600 that's hers.
Yeah, and
it's
then
her money.
I don't think
she
it's calculating
if you're getting pills with that.
Yeah, it's accusatory, but it's definitely not calculating. It's like, okay, well, now she's, you know, I mean, Sheena could work on her supportiveness.
Sheena's awful, shallow, a fame whore. She'll turn her back. She's a terrible person. When people say Sheena's a monster, Sheena was a fucking monster in this.
Yes.
I mean, your husband is an alcoholic.
We're not
going to
let her off the hook. We haven't gone into that yet. But we're going.
And you just want to go party every night, and then you're like, well, just drink beer. No.
Yeah.
And that was last year when she was crying. She's like, I didn't know what an alcoholic was. Okay. Yeah. So that was last year. But still, like, you're going out every night. If you wanted to be with your husband. You could have gone to dinner with him instead of gone to party with your friend.
Yeah, and we've been saying that about for a long time. Like, we have definitely roasted Sheena on this millions of times.
Yeah, they're both terrible. Okay,
I just think
both
it's
of them
not...
were terrible, and this marriage was terrible.
Yeah,
but Mike just—it's like Mike should have had the easiest time of getting people on his side with this, but he can't because he's such a fucking loser. He does nothing. He spends all of someone else's money to get drugs that he's lying about being on.
And he
said Oh wait, who gets that point? Sheena, I guess, right?
Oh yeah, Sheena gets a point there, so she's up to 2 points. Because by the way, she's going to get another point because when she says, like, you spent $600 to buy pills, and he's like, it went into our business. I mean, that's an automatic point for Sheena right there. Automatic point. Like, what business, Mike?
Oh, I can't wait to get to that. So, she's like, ATM withdrawals. And then Vanderpump says, whose money was it? And he goes, oh, it was hers, of course. It was always her money and her marriage. Okay, so now you're mad that she had money in the account for you to spend on drugs? Like, really? You're going to yell at her for being the one who made money? Did she tie your ass up to the couch? I mean, I know that couch. In a way, she did, because she got a fucking couch with cup holders in the middle.
Yeah.
So, yes, that is kind of her fault. She got a comfortable couch for you, Mike.
That was a concession for him, by the way. There is no way that Sheena ever liked that couch. I guarantee you, that is a man cave couch, and Sheena, the print-to-canvas goddess, is not going to accept a Barca lounger love seat. Crazy.
Yeah, she got that couch because you refused to put a coaster under your big gulps and they put rings all over the IKEA coffee table.
Is that another point for Sheena? I think it is.
Yeah. Let's give Sheena a couch point.
She gets a couch. She gets a conciliator. But you know, Mike gets a point for all the printed canvases. So Mike's on the board now. Mike is on the board.
Okay, Mike's on the board.
It's not fair that he has to be around that many printed canvases and in that ridiculous betting.
That's true money. And you know what? I almost want to give him a point because he's right. It is really offensive that Sheena made so much money. I mean, that was really...
Okay, Mike is at two. Right now, it's Sheena five, Mike two.
Yeah.
But then...
That is cold to, like, date somebody and then get a job. Like, yeah. That is so rude.
So Shay says, he's like, Sheena doesn't listen, which is why he didn't tell her where he was. So she's like, where were you? Like, in the studio, whatever, you didn't tell me. And he's like, well, you never listened. That's why I couldn't tell you. So now he almost gets a point there because Sheena doesn't listen. And we saw this, like, all of last season, right? That he's, like, trying to connect, you know, in his sobriety. And she's like, rah, 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 rah. But here's the thing. We know that Sheena doesn't listen. But when people say she doesn't listen, she's not emotionally available necessarily. Like, if you're trying to share, but if you are saying, hey, I'm at the studio tonight, that's a different kind of listening. That's like, oh, okay. Oh, that's where you are. Like, don't blame that issue for why you didn't tell her where you were that night. It's called send a text message.
I mean, Sheena is, you know, a dodo bird, but her argument actually made sense to this. He says, yeah, you never listen. And she goes, you don't let me listen. It sounds so stupid, but, you know, that's true. If you're not going to tell her you're gone, you're not giving her the opportunity to not listen to you.
Yes. So I think Sheena, oddly enough, gets a point.
Sheena gets a point.
62. So then Lisa Vanderpump, this is great because Lisa Vanderpump's like, basically like, excuse me, I need to be shady for a moment. Mike, the way she talked about you to me, you were the greatest person on the planet. I mean, could understand it.
He goes, okay, Lisa. Like, he's mad at her. Not Lisa's fault, okay? You can blame Vanderpump for a lot of things.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to blame her for telling Sheena not to get married to your addict ass in the first place, you can do that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, come on. You're sitting right next to her on her show.
So then Shay gets very Eden Sassoon and goes, I gave you everything. I'm like, well, except money and energy and, like, some sort of...
Like, literally anything.
Anything.
Name one thing.
Name one thing.
Just name one. Name one thing. You didn't even have your own suitcase.
Don't play the victim.
You actually left with a purple glitter suitcase.
Do you realize... I mean, just, like, this is a very shallow thing, but you were kind of hitting out of your league with Sheena also. Let's be honest. This is a woman who was with Eddie Cibrian, who is no slouch in the looks department. Okay, Mike, this is out of your league situation here.
Yeah, this is me repeating myself because I've said this many times, but I think that after that whole situation, Sheena was like, all right, I'm just going to find a nice guy from home and
He'll just be quiet and take care of me, and he never talks, and whatever. If I have to take care of him, that's fine. At least he'll be nice to me.
Which is a mistake a lot of us make. When you date someone really hot, and you get your heart broken, and then you're like, well, I'll date an ugly... Or, I don't want to say he's ugly. He's not ugly. But you're like, I'll date below my average
I'll punch down
just because they'll be nicer to me. And that is not the case, unfortunately. Looks do not determine sweetness.
I think Mike got actually caught up in the fame as much as Sheena did, if you want my opinion.
Yeah. Well, look at what he's doing now. He's releasing shitty songs that are all about her life.
Yeah.
And her TV show.
And he goes, I literally built a business.
I literally built a business. Now, what's your business?
Did you use
get to that?
Yeah, exactly. What is your business? And also, like, building a business does not, like, it's one thing to type out something on your laptop, but that's not the same as building a business.
Now, what did he say his business was? Because I couldn't understand his mopey ass.
I know. He did mumble it. I think that it's like a music management producing, whatever. I went onto the website.
Yeah, it's like tracks and like.
So we're going on tour with Bone Thugs and Harmony next month.
It's official. We have 7 artists, like, and then you see James like, I wonder if they've heard the Pump Sessions. Go!
Well, you know who else was a music manager? Spencer Pratt.
Oh, that's right. Well, so. You know, he's also living in his parents' basement, so there you go. Kristen, I think he still is. I don't know. But the biggest turnaround ever is Spencer Pratt. They're having a baby, and he's actually really fun on Snapchat. So who knew? Yeah. Kristen is making an effort to get in here and stand up for Sheena, because when he says, I literally built a business, she's like, whose money? And then
exactly.
Then at the beginning of this argument, Sheena, she goes, she was trying to communicate with you. Like, I remember at the beginning of summer, she sent you like cute selfies and emojis.
Does Kristen get a point? No. I think that in the midst of all this, I think Sheena gets a point from all this, because this is very self-serving for Mike.
I literally built a business. Okay, yeah. I'll give Sheena a point.
So I almost feel like it's not that Sheena gets a point. It's almost like Mike loses a point, right?
No, I'll just give it to Sheena. Just same diff, Sheena. Really, okay. In the end.
So then
it does feel weird making so many checks, like honoring Sheena, but whatever.
Don't worry, Mike's going to catch up. So Jax then, he starts to weigh in about Andy's asking Jax, like, what he thinks, because Jax famously was like, this marriage has a shelf life of like a toenail. So Jax is like, you know, I think that the marriage was something that God put in the way as a test. And they cut to Brittany. She goes, all right, there he goes. God. I'm like... This is like the most basic God metaphor. This does not mean that he's suddenly religious. It's like saying, looking at a dollar bill and saying, in God we trust. He's like, there he is. Looks like somebody's had a turn of the cheek.
This is so Jax. Oh, it was God. You know, God. It was just something God put in the way. It's like, you are a plague that God has sent down. Like, you are falling
for Pharaoh
frogs
Katie.
From the sky. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Katie unleashed you on this world by hardening her heart.
You are literally all four horsemen. Like,
you are a collapsing Red Sea, Jax.
Yeah, in Revelations, when it says the four horsemen will start painting on their eyebrows, they're talking about you. Okay,
I'm not familiar.
It doesn't say that.
So then I like
that God was like that. He's like, all right, it's Revelations, darling. Put in something about eyebrows.
So then Ariana, she gets her inner Goodwill Hunting going, and she's like, Mike, I want to hear from you. Like, you're just sitting here and say something. Say something.
I mean, Mike, how about them apples? Anything. Anything, Mike.
And he's like, okay, so Ariana couldn't break him.
And then we go to commercial while Mike is looking up at the ceiling, breathing hard.
Yeah.
So then we go to commercial, whatever. And the Watch What Happens commercial comes on. And Andy's, it's like, doon, 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 doon. And he's like, tonight on Watch What Happens, how awkward was that Sheena and Shay thing, right? We'll be right back.
He literally says that, like, how awkward was this situation that I fully orchestrated, huh? Shut up, Andy. Like,
he's laughing. Can we just take points from Andy through this?
Yes, -45.
Okay, I'm going to put Andy -1. That's I'm generous. Taking score too, because I don't want La La Land to think they won something again. So I'm just going to be careful. I learned something this year, darling.
So then Shay, when we come back, Shay starts getting into the meat of it. And he's basically like, I couldn't do the lifestyle. I was like, you know, I'm working my sobriety. And it was just too hard to go out. And you know, and she's like, but you still like it. He's like, no, but it was too hard. And she decided that she still wanted to go out. And then I would be stuck at home alone.
She's like, you act like I was out 5 days a week.
And he's like, because you were out 5 days a week.
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
So I actually I actually think he gets 2 points on that one. I think that one's a big
two?
One. Yeah, because he's sober, and it's basically saying, I was working my sobriety, and, you know, like, she didn't really...
Okay, you're right.
I think that's a big... That's, like, more than just, like, you know, I built a business or whatever. That one's, like, a...
That's true. Okay.
I was, like, this was a super hard thing, and you were still... Like, I wasn't ready, and you were still dragging me to these things. I was either be dragged to these things or sit home alone, and either way, I didn't have my partner in crime. So I give him 2 points on that one.
I do, too. My argument was going to be, you know, you have to be something to come home to. Like, in other words, this guy just sits there all day without a job, does fucking nothing but eat off of her dime, never even makes an effort in life. He acts like being sober is a fucking job that he gets a gold star
point
for not
Sheena.
Being wasted.
Point for Sheena, for sure. Point
no,
for Sheena.
But I can't, because I think you're really right. And even though he's a lame piece of shit, that's what she married. So if you don't want to go home to a lame piece of shit, you should see, I'll debate myself, you know? Like, I think you're right. I think that he gets 2 points and she gets nothing.
And I know what you're saying. You have to be someone to come home to, but I also think that Sheena is more interested in going to the parties.
Yes, so, and if Sheena had the...
Even if he was something to come home to.
If Sheena had more of a brain, she would have been like, well, part of my job is going to these things. They're publicity events. I have to meet people. This is how I move ahead in this weird, shallow life. Like, deal with it. It's kind of my job.
I actually feel like she probably did say that, to be honest. So,
but she didn't really say it. So I can't give her a point for something she could have said if she was smarter in this argument. So she doesn't get a point for that.
But now there's this situation where there was another girl. And I sort of was murky on this timeline. Was the... Shay was texting with another girl, and was this? Did this happen?
Well, yeah.
Before?
This is,
can you?
This
can you
happens just, right now because he said.
No, but
the
like,
question
but
is,
like in his in their marriage, did this happen when he was sober or before he was sober?
Well, the timeline is this question is when did the marriage go bad? And Sheena goes
like 3 months because that's when I found about the pills. 3 months in, I found out about the pills,
and then Then Andy goes, what, Shay, are you surprised? And he's like, well, yeah, because it was just like a year ago for me. And Sheena says, which is so sad. I'm sorry to laugh, but she's like,
it was terrible from the beginning.
He's like, just last year, actually. But he says it was a year ago for me. And she goes,
a year ago, once I saw those texts.
So she's saying it only went bad once you got caught cheating on Instagram or whatever.
That's what he's saying. He's saying that it went
bad. He said it went bad just a year ago.
Oh,
and
because
said,
of a year ago, like once I saw those texts.
Oh, so the texting was a year ago.
Yeah, it sounds like she's saying, so just a year ago when I first saw those texts,
when he got caught,
like, it wasn't going bad when you were cheating on me. It only was going bad when you were caught.
Got it. So by the way, he was texting another girl, so I think that's a point for Sheena.
Oh, my God. She goes, once I saw those texts, and he goes, you mean the text that my friend sent me? And she goes,
yeah, the you on top of me texts.
And I was like, was it Carl?
I was like, who is asking for Mike Shay to be on top of him?
Put your weight on me, Shay.
Is it someone in the Arctic? Like,
that's it was
would
like
ask for that.
It definitely wasn't Beyonce. You put my love on top. Okay. You can get off now, Shay.
And this is also the part. This is so Andy. He goes, well, I mean, it was just Instagram. He's like, that doesn't count, right? That's not cheating, which I kind of agree with. But Sheena, that's just such a gay guy thing. Yeah. But Sheena was like, yeah, well, he would have gone, but she lived across country. So,
we know he definitely does not have the motivation or literally the drive, both emotionally or vehicularly, to go across the country.
Or do cross country. So Tom's like,
I'm curious. Why did you reach out?
I'm not sure which Tom, but I'll pretend it's Tom number one. He's like,
why did you reach out to this girl, Shay? Emotional support?
Like, they're even trying to give him help. You know, the guys are like, you just needed emotional support, right? And Shay goes, well, we met at Mixology.
When he said that, I was like, no. Like,
you are beyond fucking help.
We met at Mixology. That's right. Oh, no. The fact that you ever entertained any sort of relationship with anyone that you met at Mixology 101 means, does Sheena get a point from that? I don't know. Does she get a point?
Well, Mixology is also a set piece for this show. They go to Mixology. They've been to Mixology. Did he meet this girl at one of Sheena's, like, Sheena's birthday party or some shit? There's so many questions that people are skipping over here. Yeah. How did you meet her at Mixology? Who were you with? And was this during shooting, you motherfucker? It's probably Sheena's birthday when she cut her foot.
You got my foot.
I stepped on a mistress. So I think, was this when Sheena started doing her makeup?
Yes. Oh, wait. Who gets a point? Was there a point? Okay, so he was cheating on Insta. And
we gave Sheena a point for that.
Oh, we did?
We gave Sheena a point for the fact that he was texting this girl.
I only have...
I'm at 8-4.
Eight? Oh, my God. You've been writing down points. I haven't. I have 5-4. Okay, so I'll write 3 more down.
Yeah,
so
there were some other points. Because I just automatically gave her a point. Because if he's texting another woman, that's an automatic point. Normally, it would even be probably more points. But in this situation, I think it's just 1 point.
Okay. Okay, so next is Sheena every time Shay talks. So now everybody's like, this is so cool. The internet went fucking crazy on Sheena.
Yes,
because she not only starts wiping her eyes, but she whips out her compact and starts staring at herself and fixing it.
Yeah, I was like, great job listening there. He's like, you never listen. I do. And she literally stares at herself in her compact in their little mirror.
And Andy's just looking at her like, what the hell is wrong with you?
Yeah.
And she was crying, so she was trying to clear her tears.
In a weird way, I actually understood it, because sometimes when you're just like, you're so devastated, you just want something to like distract you, or like you can't deal, or she's just trying to get her shit together. But if you're being accused of being a bad listener and Mike is telling the story about how he met the second love of his life at Mixology 101, you can't bust out the makeup. I mean, that's if even if you are listening, this is the reason why someone thinks you're not listening, because you're doing makeup while someone's trying to share with you. So that's a point for Mike right there.
She's like, I'm just nervous. I'm uncomfortable.
I'm really uncomfortable.
And we have learned that that is a girl thing to do on these shows, because when they get nervous, they usually start patting their hair or messing with their hair or something. So the only reason I'm not saying this is a tie for me is because she whipped out the compact. I mean, that's just too much.
Yeah. No. I give Mike a point for that. It's 8-5.
Okay. So, I'll give him, I hate giving him points, but I will.
Because it's like, if you're trying to communicate with someone and they do that, even if they're listening, it's really obnoxious. So then, ironically, Sheena starts talking about the relationship and says that there was a lack of communication. And Mike says, well, why didn't you bring it up? Why didn't you bring that up, that there was a lack of communication? And so I'm like, so he wants her to communicate about the lack of communication. You can't communicate about something when it isn't there.
They already have talked about that. Like, we've seen them talk about that. And then he started disappearing to the studio. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Sheena ain't going to listen. So,
yeah.
I don't know. So then we get into...
This is Shay's big... The big smoking gun in Shay's argument, right?
Yeah. She's like, well, it wasn't just the texting, because then that turned into other issues. And he's like, why didn't you tell me? Because I was like on a 6-month roll with no drugs. And I thought, this is why no one will take you seriously. You're saying 6 month roll? That's like what people do on Molly. You roll. Like, why are you bringing up drug terminology where you're trying to stand up for yourself? Like, there is no standing up for you, dude.
Yeah. So basically what he says is that he was 6 months into being sober, and then she found out about this texting, and to retaliate, she went onto the TV show and told Lisa that Mike has a pill problem. And then from that point on, he was essentially labeled as an addict. And now everywhere he goes, he's like, look, there's just like, oh, there's Shay. He's just the Shay the addict, Shay the addict. I'm like, you realize that you're like kind of on pills.
You're an addict. You're an addict. And then when she says, yeah, well, on the internet, I'm a cheating whore. So there, that's what the internet does. And he goes, yeah, but I didn't do that to you. You did that to yourself. And guess what? You are an addict by yourself. Did she put a fucking spoon in your hand with a lighter? No.
Exactly. Please. Exactly.
Now, going on camera and talking about it, that's shitty. Especially, I mean, there's no standing up for that.
Yeah, he probably gets a point for that.
Yeah, but I'm confused because that's what everybody's saying is that
he doesn't get a winning point.
She said that he was an addict because she was mad. But then she's saying, yeah, but I saw that you were still doing drugs because you were texting on TV or you were texting about drugs and na-na-na-na-na. So he wasn't sober. So it depends on whether he was sober or not. If he's not sober and she's crying to Lisa because he's not sober, I mean, you're on a reality show.
If she's airing his dirty laundry as retaliation to the nation, that's really shady. And I think Mike gets at least 1 point for that.
Okay, so let's give it to Mike because, that is shitty.
And what was really twisted about it was Sheena was like, well, I just like, she didn't want to talk about the cheating stuff because she was afraid that all of Brandy's fans would be like, that's what you get. But I'm like, Brandy has fans?
All of Brandy's fans. And she's
but you know
like,
what though? Oh, I'm sorry. But so here's
I was just going to say that after he goes, yeah, but you labeled yourself that. I didn't do that to you. And then she goes, she said like, meh, meh, meh. And he goes, see, that's an example of how she treated me.
Yeah.
Ooh. What a pussy, this guy.
But you know, the other thing is, I mean, the funny thing is that in her attempts to try to keep something away from the quote unquote Brandy fans, she's done something now that makes them just probably like sit back and laugh with glee even way more than they would have, you know?
Yeah.
But what's interesting here is, and you know, again, whenever I start talking about this stuff, I acknowledge that I'm not an expert in it and I don't know the ins and outs, but my impression, and I'm very open to people correcting me on the internets, I'm open to it. I am aware. But like if you're going through the program, right, isn't one of the things that one of the steps is something about like sort of owning it, baby, you know, where like you recognize that people's reactions to you, they're reacting to stuff that you, something that you did to them, in a sense, your behavior caused this, right?
Yes.
And so I feel like one of the things with going through the program is sort of like
taking responsibility
and also ownership. And it should not be like, I can't believe you told everyone I was on pills. It should be like, yes, this is my sickness. It's, you know, I've been working on it. I would have preferred it not to come out. But at the same time, you know, it's nothing that I'm afraid of because I'm yada, yada, yada. Well, admittedly, he may not have been at that point yet, and he clearly is not at that point. And I'm not saying, oh, you have to act like this, especially because I'm not an expert and I haven't been through the program. But that was my impression of what it should be like. And so the fact that he's actually sort of pulling a Kim Richards, how Kim was sort of acting to Kyle, like, I didn't like how you treated me because of this or that. It's like, you know, though, but you were in an altered state and this was your wife. And like, can't she be held to the same standards necessarily when you kind of put her in this position through your abuse of drugs?
Well, am I being insensitive? Learning even yeah, it makes sense. But even without bringing personal life into it, because I have a lot of personal stuff I could bring to it on both sides.
Right.
But just the Bravo experience. Look at the difference in Kim Richards.
Yeah.
Like, you can really tell when Kim Richards is sober and when she's not. Because when she's not sober and she's fucking lying about it, she's always the victim. It's always about how someone else was mean to her or what somebody said. And this time she's like,
others.
You know, I get it. I'm in the program. This is what it is. And this is what we talk about in the program. Because when you're overcoming something as difficult as drug addiction, and it is fucking difficult.
Yeah, and I don't want to take that away from him. I think he's got a huge struggle, and it's very hard. I'm not saying, oh, it's just like fixed and you should just be acting like that. I get that.
Right. But when you are overcoming it and you're really working hard at it, it's something you're proud of. And it's something you want to talk about. And it's not something you learn to empower yourself by taking charge like that. And you're not a victim about every fucking thing. And this guy is just a goddamn mess because he's obviously still got some issue that he's whining everything like he's, oh, she had all the money. Yeah, it was all about her money. Oh, so it's her fault that you had all this money to spend on drugs, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
It's shitty. And as much as you can say this is an illness and you have to have compassion, yes, you have to have compassion, but you also have to not let people use excuses because that's what enabling is, you know?
Yeah.
When you let people just say, oh, poor thing, he's addicted to shit. Well, we could all be addicted to shit, you know? We've all have our shit, and we're all – life kicks you in the ass because of it, you know?
Yeah, and Sheena is no angel, and Sheena is not – probably not your best ride or die in an addiction scenario.
Terrible with it. She didn't even know what the fuck it was. Like, that's not saying that Sheena's a good person, but don't come on blaming everybody else for your shit, especially when you're spending thousands of dollars of someone else's money and making zero effort in life, you know?
Yeah, and then so his next big point was that, you know, Sheena said that they were gonna, that, you know, he was like, I want to make this work, and she said, yeah, well, we're gonna make it work, and yada yada yada, and then she brought him on camera and divorced him right on camera, and that was the big betrayal or whatever. And she was like, yeah, well, that's because I found out you were buying pills and you hurt me, so I'm going to hurt you back. So I don't give Sheena a point for you hurt me, so I'm going to hurt you back. But I'm going to give her a point for you bought pills. You said you want to work it out, and then you bought pills behind my back. So I give Sheena a point for that.
Well, Sheena said during that scene, she said when they, you know, in her confessionals or whatever, she's like, he's doing drugs. I found this text that he's still using. And if he lies to me about it, that's it. So she even said during that time, okay, well, we'll see what's about to happen. Either he's going to be honest with me or he's going to lie. And he lied. And even right now when she's saying, yeah, but you were doing drugs. You were doing pills. Admit it. Or deny it or whatever. And he wouldn't deny it because he fucking knows, you know?
Yeah.
So you can't have it both ways.
And then he's like, you know, his point is sort of that, like, you know, she made him suffer the indignity of, you know, being served this divorce on, not really served, but, you know, she breaks up with him on camera. It was super embarrassing for him. But I'm like, you know, but it's embarrassing for her too, that she's been talking about this guy who's so wonderful, et cetera. And then, like, you know, she's excited for this marriage. And she has been the butt of jokes for a few years now because of this marriage. She's been dealing with that. So, I mean, who embarrassed who first?
Yeah. And it gets, I mean, they get so low with this, like, but then I did that to you and then blah, 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 blah. And Sheena really is an idiot for even saying that. And that is fucking shitty. Like, I can't award Sheena any points for that. That is shitty. It's like, okay, you know, your husband is using again. And so you're going to crush him even more by dumping him on TV. I mean, that's just a shit move.
That is.
But at the same time, you had no problem when you were getting a free wedding on TV.
Yep. Yep. So, so then Sheena tells Shay she's dating Rob. Are you following on Instagram?
He goes, I don't know who that is.
Yeah, you do. You following him on Instagram?
And they just cut to Stassi, who, because as Mike starts to realize who it is, Stassi has this look on her face. She sort of like looks from like, she's like looking at Shay, and then she just looks away, and then her lips just do this mumbling, this silent mumbling, like, oh my God, blah, 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 blah. I gotta get out of here. It just sinks down. We put it on our Instagram because it was too amazing.
And he goes, that's the dude? Like, you don't know. He says, I don't go on social because I miss you so much. I'm like, no, you don't. You don't go on social because you don't have a phone anymore. And I'm sure that your friends at the studio are telling you what's going on social. Give me a break, dude.
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, we've been friends for 10 years. And I think that's one of his friends, too, by the way. At least that's what the internet is saying.
And isn't that when James, isn't that when James had that look on his face like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
This is hilarious and terrible all at once.
Yeah, he's like, my eyes are dilating right now and I haven't even snorted anything.
I wish there was a little Asian shade for me to hide behind.
The next question, Andy's like, so Shay, are you seeing anyone? And he goes, no, because technically I'm still married. Oh, burn, Shay. Ew, burn. You were the one cheating on Instagram. Now you're going to take your mom's, because you know his mom's like, how dare her? She is still married.
Yeah,
Shay would
exactly.
never come up with that on his
sanctity
house.
Of
it's
marriage
in the mail.
Matters to him. Yeah. So, but then Shay's like, yeah, he's like, you know, I mean, I'll always love you. You know, if you ever need anything, I'm there for you. You know, I'm there for you, but you know, I'm over it. I'm over it. I'm like, okay, whatever.
Andy says, so Sheena, that was funny. Sheena, do you feel closure? And she goes,
yeah, I hear from people who follow you on Snapchat that you're happy. So,
and I hope that you
have friends to put on Snapchat that I'm happy too.
I hope that you have friends who follow me on Snapchat who can, you know, attest the fact that I haven't had any facial work done.
I hope that one day we can, like, be in a place that we can follow each other on Instagram and maybe, like, heart each other's posts occasionally.
So that was the end of the Shay segment, and Shay leaves. And when we come back, it's like the wrap-up of the reunion. And
Lisa's like, good day, sir. I wish you well. Now leave your triple X apron at the hostess stand. Those aren't cheap.
Shay. So then,
restaurant that never opens. Shay.
So then afterwards, Andy's like, wow, like James and Jax, you guys are like buddies. You guys are cracking up. And Jax goes, yeah, this was like the best reunion ever. And then he turns to Sheena and goes, I mean, for me, sorry.
So bad.
And then there's talk about the Tom Tom Club, and Tom's like crying again at the idea that he'll get to run this thing. And we... Did we hear it correctly that it still hasn't opened because Tom Schwartz hasn't committed to it yet? What an idiot.
Totally.
Oh my God.
And that's pretty much it. I mean, after the Sheena stuff.
Yeah.
Like, and by the way, want to talk about how Tom can't commit? No. Literally, I don't. I want to cry. I want to do hard drugs right now. Just
and
make
by the
this
way,
all go away.
Our final tally is Sheena with 9 and Mike with 6. So, you know, Mike got, he came close. He got, you know, he got a third, but Sheena got 2/3 of the points.
Yeah, so. And I know that the internet ain't going to agree with this because they're like, Sheena's a monster. And again, I'm not even denying that, yeah. You know.
I think we made our points well.
Yeah, this was some pretty dark shit to even be laughing about for an hour, but...
Also,
I mean,
what can you do?
It is Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah, and by the way, if you get mad at us for us saying that we think Sheena actually edged out Mike, if you get mad, just remember, it's Vanderpump Rules. It's not worth getting mad over. And we're just a podcast. It's Sheena and Shay. And like we said, it's a lazy Susan of awfulness. In one moment, someone's great, and in a half second, they're the worst. And just, you know, it's a reunion, so the lazy Susan sort of stops, and you're stuck with that, where it stops for a few months. But don't worry, we're going to spin it up again, and, you know, you're going to change all your opinions.
Girl, Shay puts the lazy in Susan.
Lazy Shay. A lazy Shazen.
It just never turns. They're like, hey, could you spin around so I can get some of that sour cream? They're like, it won't move.
Some of that sour cream. Who puts sour cream on a lazy Susan?
Everything goes on there. It's like the whole dinner's on there, and you spin it around to get what you'd like, right?
Shay just has 7 varieties of sour cream on the Susan.
Like, well, I almost said Lubney, but you guys wouldn't know what that is. So that's what we had it, because my Sithi, my Lebanese grandma, had a lazy Susan
Lubney,
at the
table.
Of
course.
And so we'd be like, would you spin the Lubney? It's like, sure, honey.
I almost bought some last night, but instead I got some Bulgarian feta.
I just kept that lazy Susan spinning. I was like, love me. Okay, pass the beat up. Okay, grape leaves. Like the most workout that lazy Susan ever got at Sithi's house.
Lebni, say that you Lebni.
It's yogurt. It's just yogurt.
I love it.
Friends of Lebni on Snapchat told me that Lebni is just yogurt.
I haven't had any facial work done because literally every day I snap me eating Lebni, okay? I think I'll have one of each of the Prime Lebanese.
Let's sign off of this bitch, shall we, Ben?
Well, Vanderpump Rules, wonderful season 5. Thank you for being the gift that never stops giving. We hope you come back soon. Sooner rather than later. It's April, probably back in November, so what? That's going to be like 6 or 7 months. Oh.
We love you, Vanderpump Rules.
Bye. Bye, everyone. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow for Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. And listen to the bonus episode. And we have a live show on May 9th. Thank you. With Michelle Collins. Bye. Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to the podcast today. We really appreciate the love and support you guys show us. If you have a minute, go to iTunes and leave a review. And if you don't want to do that, maybe next time you're talking to your friends about Bravo, you mention the podcast. Spreading the word really helps us grow, and it means the world to us. Also, check us out on Instagram and at Twitter. On Instagram, we're at Watch What Crappens. On Twitter, we're at What Crappens. You can also check out me and Ronnie on both platforms. Ronnie is at Ronnie Karam on both Instagram and Twitter, and I'm at B-Side Blog on Instagram and Twitter. Really, thank you guys so much. We really mean it. We appreciate the support. And even if you do none of those things, we're just happy you're listening. Thanks.